USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There appears to be a standoff situation near Monterey Park, California at this hour. The Los Angeles suburb was the site of a mass shooting last night that left 10 people dead. A white van is currently surrounded by a heavy police presence, although it is unclear if it's connected to that shooting. The shooting at a Lunar New Year festival in Monterey Park, leaving that community in shock.
It's sad, but this is the horrible reality in America, these mass shootings. I can't believe that it hit us so close to home.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna gave a brief description of the suspect they're looking for.
There is a male suspect that fled the scene and remains outstanding, described as a male Asian.
A motive for that shooting still not known. Both parties are reacting to the latest round of classified documents found at President Biden's Delaware home.
Senator Joe Manchin says the president should have a lot of regret. The West Virginia Democrat called the actions irresponsible on Meet the Press.
I mean, if I hold people accountable, and I use whether my chief of staff or my staff that we're doing this, and I'm looking at, then I'm going to hold someone accountable, but basically the buck stops with me.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio tells Face the Nation that he wants to know why the president had the classified documents and who he may have shown them to.
This is going to be crucial, I think, to the special counsel's investigation, and is it connected to the Biden family businesses?
The president's attorney says six more items, including documents marked classified, were uncovered following a search by the Department of Justice on Friday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Fighting back tears, Priscilla Presley eulogized her only daughter, Lisa Marie, during a public memorial service at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee this morning.
A broken heart was the doing of her death. Now she is home where she always belonged, but my heart is missing her love.
Lisa Marie died on January 12th at the age of 54. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Eagles and Chiefs punch their tickets to the conference title games next weekend.
It was all Philadelphia on Saturday night, routing their NFC East rivals, the Giants. Philly gets the winner of Sunday's Dallas-San Francisco matchup for the NFC Championship. The Chiefs are in familiar territory, advancing to their fifth straight AFC title game, holding off the Jaguars 27-20. KC, though, with a scare, as star QB Patrick Mahomes was hobbled by an ankle injury.
For a while, I thought I could play through it, and then he said, I'm not putting you back in, so you might as well go get the x-ray, and then If it's negative or whatever, I'll put you back in. So I ran back there, got the x-ray, and was able to finish the game.
Mahomes, who threw for two scores, said he'll be ready for next weekend against either Buffalo or Cincinnati. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Mattress Mack placing a huge bet on the Dallas Cowboys. The retail furniture store owner put down $2 million cash in favor of the Cowboys. Should they beat the 49ers today, he will pocket $3.5 million in addition to the $2 million he put down. The Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will now be worth $502 million. Well, today is your last chance to ride Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World in Orlando. The popular water ride became controversial in recent years since it features characters from the 1964 Disney film Song of the South. Critics complained that some of those characters perpetuated negative stereotypes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.